I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings.
Oh yeah. Tele chine kange long yos ten tapshi ka su che to gore che to mare se gara
So then to start with we have a stanza from Dharmakirti's treatise on the middle way Chandrakirti's treatise on the middle way or supplement to Nagarjuna's treatise on the middle way, and he says, now I have independence and favorable conditions. If I do not take full advantage of them, of these now, or no, if I do not take full advantage of them this time, I will plunge into the abyss and fall under the control of others. Who will lift me out? So when we have this human life of leisure and opportunity, we have the independence means we have the capacity to use our life in a way that we can obtain a fortunate rebirth as a human or a deity or however we have some ability to use our life in a constructive way. And we have all the favorable conditions assembled that we need in order to do that. If we don't take advantage of this time, take full advantage of this time, then and we don't avoid all the causes for us being reborn into, say, a miserable realm, into an unhappy rebirth, an unfavorable rebirth, then we will, then that's what it means by plunging into the abyss. We'll be reborn into these unfavorable rebirths, one of them, and then we'll be under the control of others. Then at that time, who's going to lift us out? Nobody can help us at that time.
Mikiwa
So if we then with this life use it for, if we've done something harmful to others, then we just regret it and say, I won't do it again, and we do whatever we can to be helpful to others. And so if we then follow avoiding or abstaining from the 10 non-virtuous deeds, then we can assemble the causes for being, for avoiding rebirth into the miserable realms, and ensure that we're using this life to be reborn into a life either as a human or a deity.
And the Kiwashima had a me, Kia Kota Shura. Oh, did you do that? Lad the mill, let him, I guess, a year. Lad the mill, again, I am. Kia Kotan to Dewash Maria, young, ya. Me is only Kissy with the Tandam and Milito or Kiwashima Kalu Hakway or Marit, the shepherd. Oh, the Indus uncle Milito Nako, ten to Dewash Mare. Tend to Dewashina, me, Lulamba in a delay, Kiwa Kawa, now a shovel or sober. Do him, Mamushi, you are. Then it is just Kawakawa children, Hakway, or Martin. Milly now go corrode. Let a human belonging, Rahameva, Pumbulang, Pumbador, go actually, did you? Father Milligan, I call the major and she changed it. Yes, only make you and never your marty, and you call a tarwachi worsen. Corras do let a human belonging, do I read to the Rahameva, Pumbundolinchen. Yankee, Yanchi, Yanti, Duret, and Richard, but till a taro chico do some Tarbadoni, you look at Tobachevora.
So, if we use our life just constantly, you know, to the increasing our determination to avoid harming others, and in that way avoiding being reborn into the miserable realms, then we will be reborn into the either as a human or a deity. But then, if we start thinking, well, how is it that, you know, how is that going to be any better, really, than what I already have? There's no certainty to, once you're reborn as a human or a deity, that you still have to undergo the suffering of birth, aging, sickness, and death. And then there's no certainty at that time that the next lifetime you won't be reborn into the miserable realm. So having a life in that situation where you then have to be reborn and born again and reborn and again, that seems to be not a very attractive proposition at all. So then you start to develop some kind of you start to become intent on liberation, and liberation means that you see that that you're being taking life after life again and again, because you're under the power of the afflictions and karma, form of karma. So then you determine to free yourself of these bonds of karma and the afflictions, and to attain liberation.
Oh yeah. Jesus da koale tarya dil karje ure sena no ngara jo nga samjang nganjing gi shang do song ane tak jo le chak ba da ta wa chak da mong sum sig do wa mong ba sing nga sam sang nga yin ne su de ma sim be sang nga ra wa tu ba sim be dang sing ke de wang ge ne nga yi sam sa ane nga jo sam sa shen sam sa ge ngo bo li yin na da ka sa li yin na da chakpa da tawa ki sa shire chi su o di wangi da chakda monsum ki wangi shawan do son ni miki we le sa na nge son li ki gyo re chakda monsum ki shawan do son ni ki we le sa su na tenru li ki gyo ra kisi di ti ka ku gyo ra ti ka ku di ta kar ka ku re su ni nyamo danzin marik ba de nga danzin be danzin di koya tsawa re sha asam da danzin me ba suya le tang me kwa me ya वो इन्हें जो कौन जो आगे चादो चादांग लो में से ना यहाँ दे न्योर 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 ताए वो तिंडे तिंडे से थरवा तो ये जूसा गया रा
So then, what is it that's causing us to be reborn into cyclic existence? And then, if you investigate, you see it's this conception of self, or the, basically the three afflictions of ignorance, what is it, hostility and attachment. These three are, but they come about at the basis of this ignorance, and then ignorance causes us to get involved in. Once we have this conception of self, that's misconception, really, you could translate it, but it's a conception of a self that doesn't exist. Okay, so we call it self, conception of self. Once you have this conception of self, then based on that, we have attachment for ourselves and. Ourself and then our own group, or those associated with us, and have hostility for those who you know, are not, who are other and not associated with us, and then based on these two, hostility and attachment, we get involved in all sorts of problems, and so then if we are what do you say, ignorant of the effects of causes that bring about you know, harm to of making these cause of the effects of causes that they're going to bring harm to others, then we you know, have a bad rebirth. And whereas if we collect causes that we're still are under the influence of ignorance, that we collect causes that are good causes for a good rebirth, then we'll have a good rebirth, but we're still within cyclic existence. So then we're determined to overcome these three poisons of the it's conception of self, and then hostility, and then attachment. We reduce them to the best of our ability, and to overcome them, and finally to, through doing that, we can attain liberation from cyclic existence.
Yeah. Nyuru tang gora mab sogu yora, tarwa sogu yora. O di yindu zang kar sogu yora. Nga zhu tanda, zawa di kar zi, daa me se, daa me le toba che, samba che, yana yandu samlu tanga, tarbe zawa tsogu yora. Nga ranzu shigeba nyingi yora, daa me togu yora, daa me se, tinde shire samte, yana yandu samlu tanga yina, ane, tarba tobe ko kewa sagi yore, zawa tsugi yore, kyu sagi yore. O daga nashi te chakdaan kuwaangi o kondru chenin rikime, chadwa chenin rikime, ngajie chenin rikime, di nyomu re, di zui shiawandu songde yaa uma re samba, dosi samla tando sueba komtu tinde shena, tarba tobe kyu lindu yore. O tinde shen ko tarbe shida zawa tsugi yore.
So then the basis for us to attain this liberation is through reducing, however we can, these three, of ignorance, hostility, and attachment. If we then are so to reduce this conception of self, then we have to rely on selflessness, or developing selflessness. So when we study and reflect upon teachings like we're receiving here from the Arya Davis 400, then those what we're doing is we're developing a sense of an understanding of selflessness, and through this then we're bringing this will go as a cause for us to attain liberation. In the same way, if when we are experiencing attachment or hostility, if we say, "Oh, these are the afflictions that give me so much trouble," if we do whatever we can to reduce them, then we're accumulating the causes that will bring about our eventual liberation from cyclic existence. So then if we think, well, it's not only myself that's under the power of these three, of ignorance, or this, what do we call this, this threesome, or something like that, of ignorance, hostility, and attachment, also all living beings who have been my parents, and are my, you can say have been, or are my parents, then they are also under the power of this threesome. So then you think it's not just to think about myself, but also I have to think about them and whatever I can do to help them to be free of these three ills. And so then you think, well, if I could attain the complete, elimination of any defects and all good qualities, that would be helpful to for me to. That means to attain Buddhahood. Then, if I attain Buddhahood, then I would be able to help them to also be free of cyclic existence. So then you're changing. You use your life to increase whatever you can the thought of others and helping others to and changing your orientation from just thinking of yourself to thinking of others and what you can do to help others. And so whenever you're reducing your any kind of your faults, you're getting rid of your faults, and you're acquiring all good qualities, any good quality, that whatever you do in that regard is goes as a cause for you to attain
Buddhahood. Oh, did you some lutani? Oh, my simje, tamje, turn to me. Jura shows, a simje, tamje, a pamper to me, tongue said to me, Sanji shagged to my nation, Jura shows, some sabbe. Oh, did you send Jay Bada? Only take watch and be shown, Chamba, New Zitas, or Turbache, Sambache, Yane and the Kumdichana, Sanji Kovan to be Kundu Yora, Kusavi Yora.
So then, whenever you, are thinking of others and thinking, oh, what may I May all beings be free of suffering and its causes. May they have happiness and its causes. May they not undergo any kind of any kind of partiality. May they all attain impartiality. Whenever you're concentrating on others and thinking to how to be of help for others, then it goes as a way of developing this altruistic spirit of enlightenment, which will eventually bring about the effect of becoming a Buddha.
Oh yeah. Oh, then this samlutane, then this sangye le kyab sucho de sebe na sangye kyab ten babo kibu chongo kibu ndingi tanda lab na shi kibu chambu chanju samla soba oh chwe te tengenge sangye shab je toba te oh te chumbe kuen kun se yuen den kun denge oh choju sangye tamje kyab ten babo zero na sum sangye le kyab sucho chule kyab sucho oh te da sung shabe tanda nga zu shabe na shi chwe te kyab nguye sung na nga ge chini kani pang che ya kāng tūk tū chīgī yīn sāṁ chua lā kyab sū chau kīndū lā kyab sū chau sū o tīndā chua tī trūm gāngi o kīpū chūng gōng tīng chāmbō yā tīndā chua tī trūm gāngi kāng sā tī sū lī yā ngā rāngi kōnzu nā shī trō sū nī tī nā shī ngā yā chīgī yīn sāṁ o tīndā sāṁ lū tāndu yā nī kyam dū sā rā o tī yung bī yā rā
And so then our practice of refuge comes from thinking about the Buddha is the one who's eliminated all faults and attained all good qualities, and it is the teacher who revealed these teachings of these three different categories of being, you know, to attain a better human, a better rebirth, and then also to attain liberation. Also to attain Buddhahood, and so then I take refuge in the Buddha, and then also I take refuge in the teachings, these three types of teachings that the Buddha taught, and then I take refuge in the spiritual community, those who are kind of fellow practitioners of these three different types of teachings, and so then that's our practice of refuge.
Oh yeah. Oh, the end of that girl, some day, some day, don't do. Sunday, you come out, then you talk about that. They should do any training again. They watch him be shoot. Then I know some don't buy any shit be shoot. Young again, some day, some day, don't do. Sunday, you come out, talk about shooting. Shoot the young again, some girl, some the time. Oh, then young girl, wah. Oh yeah. Then I was cursing.
So then we also. We think that I'm going to listen to these teachings. You use your set your motivation that I'm going to listen to these teachings in order to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all living beings. It just set our motivation in that way, and then we're just as we did in the prayer. Now we're all set to listen to these teachings. So the other day we were reading the 400 Ayurveda's 400 and reached the second stanza now.
This one.
Yeah, we're on the 12th chapter and the second verse, it's on page 240.
Oh yeah. Ta ni ba chang ni ma sa ye ni mi ni sig do. Ni ba bo de le chu ni ge de le ya. Chang ni ma sa na ne kyo ka ri yong go re se na. Chang ni ta ye ge ni ba bo chang ni she sa ro wa. Oh. This one.
Oh ne.
Ni ba bo chang ni she sa ro. Ni ba bo chang ni de le ka ri she bre se na. Su ne lon de to ni ve ni ba no she sa war she se. Losur neva, lexele to neva, lenigi beshira di gizet and dembasquares. Losur neva yena, and they so cho chitambucarina, titan jasalmada, shenda kanga jebji chonde ti nga jo hamo shenda re sam ma sam chi kanga fa ta do chi yo ra kanga le che ba chi du jan ni yang ta ba ta yang na da ba kanga she to bi yo ro do ti ri ene ma wa bo yi na ko yen de ten den ba ta kyen de den ba ha ko re ene kyen le yen de ta yen de le kyen yin ba chen de chu gi ma re no gi ma re ten yen de le yen de ngone yin ba ne chu ngone chin ji lo yin ba chin ji lo yin ba she to bi re es yo ra ta nyen ba bo de chen ti ji la ta nyen ba bo chen ji da ma de na kyen ka ri yo re se na chen ji ma sa we ni mi ka de ni ma she gi do wa
so previously we were thinking of the we were talking the first verse has described the qualities of a good listener where the person has to be free of any kind of prejudice or bias, I guess you have to say, have to listen to the teachings, you know, just to with an open mind to discriminate what is a good, what is a correct teaching, an appropriate teaching, what isn't, instead of having a biased view where then you just think, oh, that's somebody else's teaching, that's for someone else and not me. And you can't have a biased or prejudiced view or be partisan right from the beginning. Then you won't be able to distinguish what is a good teaching and what is a bad teaching. In the same way, you have to have intelligence in order to distinguish the good and bad explanations. And then also be a keen interest. Have a keen interest. Then here in the second verse, it's saying, well, what are the disadvantages if you don't have these qualities?
Oh yeah, so what? Oh, the end of that, ko, as you carry next to that, ngara so, carry nengi yun na ko, kande jina samsans ko, madu tambo na, oh, the endi re de yore samshisha, oh, the endi madu nor de yore samshisha, tindi sigi o marwa. Kandijina samsaga soso te takje chenge che chosu melwa ati imbare sam tambu ne yichi che membere sam condition da here kanga sunbe ingire ingi mare sam tendu sam ju mera kandijina samje soso te sumsa
atsaide mi kashe yo chilo la yo it comes a power dog here I go
oh yeah tati indu kasura
there's a group of
lo sur neba ओ दे मरा जो छ ने दे ओ ती के छ बरे दे वरा अंडे इना सा ने तक बस आयो रे ते जुम सा आयो रे इन बदे मे ब क इने क इने ब हा को ए ती ओर दो ओ ती सम माता ने ने छो छ ले लों दे हा को तो बियो मारो
So if you the most important thing is here to having this viewpoint where you can listen with an unprejudiced way where you deciding you know you're seeing, you're just looking, taking the teaching, whatever it might be, and approaching it with an open mind and in an impartial way, and determining whether it's a good teaching or not. You know, you're able to, what do you say, discern with that kind of an open mind whether it's a good teaching or not. If you have a kind of partisan approach or prejudice approach, a bias approach from the beginning, then you won't be able to. You'll just say, "Oh, that's nothing. That's not for me," and you won't be able to. You won't be able to determine what is a qualified teaching? You know, what is a qualified teaching?
Oh yeah, that is my logo. You have seen the masala in the minis, right? Seen the masala in the minis, right? My wife cooks duck by yin yang, right? She sends me the bread. When my wife cooks yang duck by, I will share with yin yang, right? Your wife cooks the masala, right? Your wife does the cook. Sunil londe tuan ibu standa kondo siapa nasi cengi sumpit sang mana segiora? Ane masawa rangi nyebar meziwar. Kau tu ne ham aku ada sebab member ada member di imba sam imba di siapa yang tak bersih na ati tak member dah sam ne yang tak pada yang tak mai ban kapan jatuh gigi amarwa. Tiada rangi nyebar meziwar kau ada bersih sebab member cahna ti angarangi Sanggutanda mandi re ngara ge yagu mashin bere sanggutanda mandi re samsegi yo mare se gora o pajo shenge de ge ten re samje pajo lpa samlo ko yo re se gora ran de nyebar me che war ken le yuen den de tong yo re yuen den le kyen de tong yo re ne yuen de kyen de jeber chi re se gora o de je la
da So then if we see on page 240 there, although the teacher may be perfect, if the listeners lack the prerequisite qualities, they will not recognize their own faults, but will consider faults as virtues and virtues as faults. So here, the person is has to have these three qualities of that we just mentioned, of being unprejudiced and intelligent and interested, and then. But if they don't have these, then there's a problem that they won't see that they have their own faults, and then they'll think, I'm not understanding this. They'll think, the teacher has, it's their problem, you know, the teacher has some problem. I can't understanding them because they have some problem, and so you see faults in the teacher. And then you're considering faults. Then you fall into also considering faults as virtues and virtues as faults. You're just unable to distinguish what the teacher is teaching
there. Sine siba kuala sige wara. Lada nyomu bewaange soso rawaan meba pungundoli ya kichi chegwe batala. Lada nyomu bewaange rawaan meba kiwachila tili titunrib kari nyanguna tinya ya pungudi dohar jendroya chi warwa. Odi liya siba sige wara, korwa sige wara. Si sayada kari sine, lada nyomu be shanwa to son chadu tindra jingyabar tu sigiri sayato dare. Siba sige. Kewe tap sam kyutile sige wara, kunjun temba tile sige wara, di siba sede tunghe temba, tunghe ge shite kewa shi langne, ane kewa ane shiye la soba te. Sidab sido zan siba kwa keji kyu leda nyamu nyebute, ya nyamu uche, nyamu kwa nga sakbe leya sige na, leda nyamu nyebute re, di siba keji tap dire, shiwa ye sido, sida, sitab, shiwa ye tap dan se, Siba koa da, dungegi gyu, nyamu da che ba de, shiwe tab de le sige wara. Ti lamje ten ba de re. Sida, sitab, shiwa ye tab da a su de. Ti shiwa am, ti pongje ki tab de, lamje ten ba. Da me ba, tok ba la so ba. O de tab de re. Ti shin, shi sung de so, de tabi, siba koa da, koa gyu da che ba, shiwe tab, lam, da me ba, lam kong ba la tene, ane, Shiva tarva tukurese. Ti sanje ge tenpa shide tunghe kandere, tunghe yinpa kandere, tunghe gyu kandere, tunghe gyu di meva suya tabshi kandere, tabdi kumbha le tenne tunghe shiva tabda kandere. O tezu kanga de sanje ge sungyo resu.
So the first two lines of this verse, 277, explain the Four Noble Truths. And here in the word used for the first noble truth is he explained existence. Existence means where you're having a life under the under the power or under the control, I guess, under the power of karma and the afflictions. Okay, so karma in this sense means karma, the action that's defiled by or polluted with the afflictions. So here existence just means that once you have those, once you have karma, once you are under the control of karma and the afflictions, you're going to exist. Okay, you're going to exist means, and it also another way of thinking of existence is it's talking about cyclic existence, about korva we call it in Tibetan, but samsara is another way that it means that you're constantly cycling through birth and death into the six types of beings, into life. Rebirths is one of the six types of beings. That's what, when we say korva, that has a slightly different and added understanding. So then, and it's causes here. Causes is referring to the karma and the afflictions, the former karma that's been, actions that are under the influence of, they're under the influence of the afflictions, or motivated by the afflictions. And then, so these are the causes. So then it's saying, this is the truth of suffering, it means existence, and then its causes would be the truth of the origins of suffering, we call it. So then, and then the means to peace here is talking about what it is that eliminates these causes of being reborn into this karma and affliction that causes us to be reborn into existence or cyclic existence. And then, so it's talking primarily here about meditating on selflessness. And so then that through meditating on or cultivating a view of selflessness, then we can eliminate these causes of suffering, or the causes of suffering, or the causes of existence. And then so we attain peace. Peace itself is then this attainment, okay, this attainment of this true cessation, which would be complete elimination of the causes of suffering, the karma and the afflictions. So here you then have the four truths, the four noble truths of suffering, the origin of suffering, the origins of suffering, and then the path to the cessation of suffering and the cessation of suffering itself. So then we're saying cyclic existence, the suffering of cyclic existence, has its causes. And then these causes can be overcome. And when we overcome these causes, then we can attain what we call liberation.
kāsā dīla kōrā pās, kōwā dī dōhā rī dōgī pōmbū ngā wā dīla kōrās. Dīla kōr jī ngā dō dīne, dī dō dīne rāwa mē wā tīn dō dī dī, ngā dīla kōrā pās gī wā rā.
So it's important to understand the distinction between the cyclic existence and the one who is traveling in cyclic existence, or the traveler, I guess we could say, or these. And that's the only way I can think to translate that, sorry. But in Tibetan, it's a little easier. But then, so when we say korwa, when we say samsara or cyclic existence, then what do we mean? We mean, well, as a human being, we're talking about this human mind and body, okay? The five aggregates of a human being. And that's what is called our cyclic existence, a human cyclic existence. And so then a human as a, and so then it means really to the all the experiences then of a human being, of think how we, when we're thinking as a human being, and what our feelings as a human being are, and so it's talking about the, you know, the aggregates of you know, is, well, the aggregate is a form, which would be just having this body, but also the mind, where you have feelings and discriminations and all the our different ways of thinking, our consciousness, how it works, and that's our, you know, our what do we say, cyclic existence. That then the person who goes, you know, to travels to New York and wanders around and looks at things and keeps on moving around in cyclic existence, that person is, that's called the traveler in cyclic existence, the koropa, the yeah, the agent of cyclic existence. Maybe you could try something like that. It comes nicer in the Tibetan, not in English, just sort of the one who's passing through cyclic existence, however you want to think. But it's called a person, that's the person, okay? There's a difference between the person and then this, you know, set of the five aggregates. And then, so then, for an animal, it would be a little bit different, okay? They would have a different body, a different set of feelings and ways of thinking and experiencing their, and that would be their cyclic existence is referring to their body and mind, okay? Just that, that is their cyclic existence. And then the person, in this case, you can refer to animals as persons, and they're not just humans, but we're using a word that means like, that it can be used in those, for different types of beings, right? So then the person is sort of what we're using as a general word. And so the person then would be this, you know, certain animal that's going through all these experiences that he or she is experiencing through the medium of this body and mind that they have, all the thoughts and feelings that they have.
Tungyawa chigiyo ra, lanyo ji shiwa chigiyo ra, so so rawa chiye mendo, 대해서는 미교나 마부 대해서는 대요 말. 소소로 라오스게 요 말. 가르가 용도요나 된대게 요 말. 디전에 동에 왔습니다. 요라.
So then when we say that this kind of existence, okay, we're talking about cyclic existence, having this cyclic existence then is what do you say, miserable, or has a nature of suffering, or brings about suffering, then what are we saying what are we meaning when we say that? We're saying, we have birth. It's like, as a human, then we have birth. We have all sorts of illnesses. Then aging and death. All of these, we're subject to these. And our bodies then experience, various levels of discomfort and suffering. And then also our minds do. We have our thoughts, whatever we're experiencing, in terms of our discriminations and other mental processes and our feelings, all of these are involved, and this is not correct. Oh, what I need this, and all this, all different kinds of considerations constantly, that are just causing us. Are within this nature of suffering, and then, so if we think then what is it that is bringing this about is that we're wrapped up in, we never have our own independence, okay? In this situation, we never have our own independence. Everybody, has an understanding, I need to be independent. If you're independent, then you're happy. If you're under the control of something else, then you're not thinking, I can't be happy under the control of something else. But we're, in fact, always under the control of our former actions and afflictions. So then the situation of constantly being under the power of our afflictions and our former karma, then it is. We don't have any independence. We're always under the influence of something else. So we're under the control of something else. We're never outside of that control, and therefore suffering. Okay, that's the meaning of suffering. So then it's explaining that's what it means by existence or cyclic existence, and then by causes it's talking about these three causes of confusion, if you want to use a different word, and hostility and attachment. These three then are motivate actions, and these both these afflictions and former actions are the causes of us to experiencing this suffering. We're always under the control of these afflictions, and the actions motivated by them. And so that's what it means by its causes. These are the causes of suffering.
Oh yeah. Oh, do you do? Kunjung tempat dia, kau susu sana dah susu.